It's the 12th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Eight environmental groups are responsible for the ban of an airport ad by the Advertising Standards Authority. The advertising campaign, run by London Luton Airport owner Luton Rising, can be seen on the London Underground and in the New Statesman magazine. It consists of a poster where a ramp agent is crossing two orange cones to stop an aircraft from moving forward. The text reads, "If we miss our environmental limits, our expansion will be stopped in its tracks," referring to the airport's goal of growing from 18 to 32 million passengers annually. The eight groups dismantled the argument that the airport deserved expansion because of its green credentials, and due to the ad's misleading nature, it needed to be pulled. Nuisance drivers have become a fixture in Bedford town centre. As a result, Bedfordshire Police, in a recent operation, cracked down on the practice, stopping 25 vehicles in 3 hours. Two vehicles were seized for dangerous driving, while others drivers received a warning or a fine. Elderly and disabled Bedford residents may soon be asked to pay £4.50 a week to access what used to be a free telecare system. Telecare allows vulnerable residents to use technologies that allow for independent living in their own homes. The equipment provided includes sensors for chairs and beds, a detector that picks up if the person has accidentally fallen, a box for medication, an Embrace epilepsy watch, and a personal alarm. Councillor Robert Rigby said it was a decision the council was forced to make. Sculptures of tortoises and hares have been seen around different areas of Luton as part of a Keach Hospice Care fundraiser created by local artists and community groups. A previous effort featuring sculptured elephants back in 2021 raised close to £230,000 for the organisation. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.